Drysdale vignette entitled Vegetable Gardening Number 9 in 3, 2, 1. All over Canada, indeed, throughout North America and in many other countries, the call is for more food gardening. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. More in a moment. 3, 2, 1. Let's talk beans today. If you haven't planted your bean seeds yet, that's likely good, since beans only like warm weather and there's been some pretty cool weather recently. Beans, like most veggies, must have full sun. I like to plant them in groups of 3 seeds, about 10 centimeters, 4 inches apart in rows of whatever length. Place a good strong stake at each end of the row. You'll likely want to use that to tie the strong cord that I recommend placing about 20 centimeters, 8 inches above the ground once your plants have reached that height. That cord will keep the plants upright, and that means most of your beans will be cleaner when you pick them than if they are not tied and heavy rain or watering beats the plants down to the soil. Another way to prevent your beans getting covered in soil during heavy rains is to place biodegradable rolled ground cover plastic between the rows. Be sure to plant both green and yellow or wax varieties, which should give you beans in about 7 weeks. If you have a blank side on your house or garage that faces south or west, you should definitely try pole beans, which allow you to grow a large quantity of green beans harvestable over 3 weeks from very little space. What I did was place a taut wire at the bottom and top of the wall and tied strings between the two wires. The beans almost automatically climbed the strings. There are also specialty beans easily grown, such as broad, fava, or kidney bush beans, and pole or bush lima beans. I'm Art Drysdale.